Have you got any gigs coming up?
I am playing at the Victoria and Family Commercial Hotel in Leeds on Sunday.
Is that next to Millennium Square?
It is, just next to Millennium Square, directly behind the Town Hall next to O'Neill's Pub.
Have you given it its long official title there?
I used to work there.
Fondly known as the Vic.
Yes, the Vic, otherwise known as the Vic. Yeah, that's the full title.
Nice boozer, about 5 minutes from Leeds train station, going up towards the university, just in case you need to know. That is cracking. Thank you very much for coming in this evening. What are the plans have you got for getting your music out there? Are you recording stuff?
Or? As it stands, as I say, I've been locked in a bedroom, fooling around with an old synthesizer.
I hope this is related to your music.
It is, yes. I've not been tied to that as well. I've just been trying to make something, some sort of new sound, other than acoustic music on that. Whether that's going to have an outing or not live remains yet to be seen. But as it stands, I'm available for gigs, weddings, christenings, bar mitzvahs, blah, blah, blah. If you want me there. And otherwise, yeah, I'm just gigging and starting to try get into the gigging scene in Bradford, as I have fairly recently moved back here from Leeds.
Hey, well, look, come in and keep us posted. You mentioned gigs, and I've just got to plug a couple here. It seems that loads is taking place this Friday night, Friday the 26th of February. Local band FaZe have got their EP launch party. That's taking place at Factory Street Studios at 8 o'clock. Also, it's No Hands Night at Bradford Playhouse on Friday the 26th. That all kicks off at 8, goes right through until 3. It's free entry. Fantastic mix of DJs, board games, nibbles, the whole thing. There's also a couple of bands playing, Chicken Hawk Projectors, John Jones and the Beatniks Movement. Looking ahead to Saturday the 27th, Frayed Knot, big favourites of theirs. They're going to be playing at the Manville Arms in Bradford, and Red Wire are also playing at the Branch Pub in Shipley, and that's 9 o'clock, and it's free entry, so go and support the Groovement. Ah yes, their words not mine, but I fully endorse them. Okay, before we get right to the end of the show, we've got to introduce your final track. Let me just say that if you're listening to Wednesday night's episode, then up next we've got Griff's Magic Theatre, and if it's Saturday, then it's Daddy Jeff with Soca Fever. I will be back next week with Lawrence Arabia in session, so definitely tune in for that one. But my last word is going to go to Mark from Yorkshire Geese. What are you going to play for us, Mark?
I'm going to play a track which has a working title of One Sweet Kiss. It's a bit cheesy love song. It's about admiration from a distance. Of other female musicians. A quick story behind it. I was playing a night called Homemade at the Treehouse, which is another fabulous local night to go to. And at the start of my gig, there was a song playing by a female artist, and I heard it, wondered what it was. And when I finished, it came on immediately after again. And so I was a bit obsessed by finding out who this song was by. And then one morning in the shower, I heard who it was on the radio. I'm not going to say who, because it's better to let people guess. But yeah, I suppose this song extends to all male musicians or music fans who admire female musicians from afar and hope one day perhaps they might not have to stalk them and write cheesy songs.
No. Stop there, dot, 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 cue the music. Thank you very much, Mark.
Crying shame, you're in love with someone else, and here I am left sitting on this poorly erected shelf I built for myself. I've never been too good at anything I do, but I wrote this song and I wrote it for you. Although we've never met, I believe in you. In sleep I'm receiving your song, in my dreams, right or wrong. When I awake, all the next day is spent imagining this one sweet kiss.